Job chapter 38. Until now, the discourses have had God as an object, but in the conversation, it appears that God himself has been left out as if he were absent. The true and convincing arguments of God's greatness and sovereign existence submitted by Elihu have left Job speechless. It is now that God intervenes, and God, as this chapter begins, speaks from the storm. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and spoke. Job was certainly going through the perfect storm, and his heart seems to be adrift because he does not understand the reason for his suffering. God speaks, but he does not answer his question. God appears to say, "You don't seem to understand the reason for your suffering, nor do you understand many other things about my creation. The jewels of God are sometimes sent to us wrapped in rough packages, and by servants in dark robes. But inside, when we open them, we find the true treasures of the king's palace and his love." A bit more time would have to pass until Job would receive his answer. Meanwhile, we must think of the inscrutable wonders of God's creation. Are you in the middle of a storm too? Remember the words we read. Treasures that I have kept back for a time of distress. Don't look the wrapping of the package. Consider what's inside. You'll be surprised.